Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Just want to call your attention to one part of the Bible. God giving me the grace, I will continue on Sunday. Is our month of, come on, help me. God has honored you. In the name of Jesus, I say before the end of this month, your honor will manifest. In the name of Jesus. I'm not saying that God will just, let me put it right. God is not just going to start from scratch to honor you. He has already done it. The problem is that your honor is being shielded. I say before the end of this month, your honor will shine forth. Shine forth. Breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. It's a month of double honor, actually. Supernatural honor. Glory be to God in the highest. If the devil were to be able, you would never be honored, but you have been honored. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, I am honored. Hallelujah. You see, the real honorables are the one I'm talking to. Marco Sonda Borola Shanta Lababa. You see, but why? Because of the blood of Jesus. Honored. Yeah. Yeah. Glory be to God in the highest. Okay, so just keep that in mind. I want to take my text today from Acts chapter 16. I'll read from verse 25 and I'll be very quick. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. 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 Hallelujah. Everyone's chains were loosed. Everyone's chains were loosed. Everyone's chains were loosed. Everybody's chains were loosed. Everyone's chains were loosed. Everyone's chains were loosed. Everybody's chains were loosed. Loose, 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 loose. Everybody's chains were loose. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing praises. And every prisoner was hearing them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison, I command every foundation of the prison, I say, shake! Shake! Give up! Now! In the name of Jesus, everyone's chains
hands were loose.
I've accomplished what I'm here to do. But I need to explain the process so that, you know, you would understand that we can all work in it, all of us. That's the idea. The idea is not that one great man has all the power. The idea is that a great people have all the power. That's the Bible. And that's why some testimonies just thrill me. Sincerely. And everyone's changed. Let me say it again. Suddenly there was a great earthquake. Ooh, something has happened. And I'm grateful to God for it. Hallelujah. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. Is it the very prison that is holding you? They were locked up in the prison. And they made sure that they had the best security. Built walls and dipped their legs into stocks and their arms into stocks and locked it behind. So who would deliver you? And it was in the dungeon. It was at the lowermost part of the room. You enter the prison, you can't see them. You have to go down. But when the foundation shook, every door flung open. Hallelujah. So we deal with the root. So the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately some miracles are immediate today. In the name of Jesus, I mean now. Because you look up, some will require some gestation period, I understand. But there are some that is an immediate demand. Glory be to God in the highest. All those were open, and everyone's chains were loosed. I say chains are broken here today in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. 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 Broken for good. In the name of Jesus. Why would the devil think that he can tie you down? He thinks he can and makes you think that Jesus cannot untie. You will not only be untied, the door depends, you'll be tied. Oh yeah. Hallelujah. Why will agents of the devil so much believe in their own God? Than the children of God will believe in the Almighty God, the creator of everything. He made their father, he didn't make him devil though. Okay. Verse 27. And the keeper of the prison, the one that was to be making sure that they were intact, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword, not to kill the prisoners. He thought they had fled, so he wanted to commit suicide. Those who want to kill you, if they don't repent. Those who want to kill you, they have an option. Repent. If they don't repent, why am I para woman? The escape for the jailer was that he repented. He would have killed himself. Didn't you read it in the Bible? Is it pastor that is? Have you pastor in Shepin? Didn't you read it? I only bless. I only bless. In the name of Jesus. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Some supernatural miracles. The foundation shook. Chains were loosened. Doors were flung open. Hardened prisoners became converted. They became Christians. Boom! Suddenly. Suddenly. And that was why, run to where? They were relaxed. I speak peace. In the name of Jesus. In that part of your life that you have seen trouble and shame, I say peace. Yeah. Honor. Yeah. Joy. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Okay. The Paul called 28 with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, running and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out, said, "Sirs, follow me closely in our church. What must I do to be saved?" You think he would have ever gotten there? He saw miracles. He saw the hand of God. He saw that the God that did not carry knife undid everything that they've done. The God that didn't come with guns or bows and arrows. He didn't come with chains and shackles. And he couldn't believe it. He said, "I want to be like you." Signs honor God. They convince unbelievers. They convince the agents of the devil that there's a God that is bigger than their father. Miracles still happen. You had better begin to believe in miracles quickly. To believe in Jesus is to believe in miracles. Okay. What must I do to be saved? Now look at where I'm going. 31. So they said, Paul and Silas said, "Believe," everybody shout, "believe," "believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Did they say, "Confess your sins"? No, there is a place for that. But that's not the criteria. Did they say, "Come on, go and do restitution"? There's a place for that in your sanctification processes. But that's not the condition to being saved. What did they tell him to do? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Believe what? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean to you? Let me just pick two verses so I don't waste your time. Three. From verse 8. Okay. But what does it say? The word is now, is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. We preach this word of faith. And where is it relative to you? Is near you. What does the Bible mean by near you? Is in your mouth. Come on, talk to me. It is in your heart. Now, you see why bipolar we bow. You see what I mean? I always wait to hear the testimonies. There'll be 2-3 that will just preach the message, usually. We preach it. What do you preach? That's the question. What do you preach? The word of faith. If it's the word of faith, where does it latch on the people? Where does it latch in the people? Where does it reside in the people? In their mouth and in their heart. That's what brings results. in the heart and mouth of the pastor. No. Of the people, including the pastor. Follow me. That if you do what? Confess your sins. Confess with your mouth what? The Lord Jesus. I'm just trying to explain. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And hear what he's saying again. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and do what? Believe in your heart that what? God has raised him from what will happen. For with the heart, verse 10, one does what? Believes. Come on, talk to me. Uh-huh. Unto what? Righteousness. And with the mouth, what? Confession is made unto what? Salvation. So the word we preach is in your mouth and in your heart. Your heart believes it. Then your mouth speaks what you believe. And there is a tangible manifestation. Now, that's what you do to be saved. Come on, is somebody hearing me? Anybody here that is saved? If you are confident you are saved, shout amen.
Amen.
What did you do? How many cows did you kill? How did you get saved? No talk. What did you believe? So what about him? What about Jesus? That he died for me. Hallelujah. So he died by dying. He forgave your sins. He wiped out your sin. He made you new. And the Bible tells us that's what he came to do. That's what Calvary actually accomplished. Come on. Now the Bible says if you believe that, about Jesus. Of course, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And you say it because you say what you believe. Say you are saved. Wasn't that how you got saved? Somebody was preaching and you got convinced. And then, wow. And say, yeah, that's true. Jesus died for me. That was confession. That's out of a heart of conviction. Salvation. So that means that 2,000 years ago, your salvation was wrought. That somewhere along the line, you became educated enough to understand what happened for you. Then you believed it. You are persuaded that that was for me. And you began to think about it till you are saying it. And it manifested in your life. Not just your physical life. It started to affect your emotional life. And you know, not just your spiritual life, which became exactly like him, which is the root. And then your emotional life. And then, of course, your physical life. And suddenly, the things I used to do, I do them no more. I'm not forced. I'm not coerced. I'm not being pressed. I'm not under duress. Just, I'm changed. So great change. Since I'm born again, there's a great change. Since I'm born again, there's a great change. Since I'm born again, there's a great change.
Since I'm born again.
So my body is, I would say, come on, let's do what we used to do. I said, I would have loved to, but sincerely, I'm repelled. What? I'm sorry, I'm not judging you. I don't feel the same anymore. Why? All things are past. Something has changed. Something that had always been in the spirit settled, you have been able to appropriate, now is manifesting in your physical. That's how your shame is changing to honor.
Amen. Yes, sir.
What we just did, what we just analyzed, what we just said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
is that Jesus has finished the work. But now you are taking it. You are taking it. You are taking it. He's not just doing it. He's done it. Is it possible for people to live all their physical life and never draw on it? Yes. Would that mean that Jesus hasn't done it? No, he's done it. So can people live and yet never get it? Yes. But you know this is true because you are born again. If you are born again, you are born again. Oh, how did it happen? Period. You heard, you convinced, believed. It is true. And then that is the same method we take everything or receive everything that Jesus has done. I'll show you one quickly. Well, let me just say it. Remember in Mark chapter 9, the father of the epileptic boy, hello? He said, the devil will tear, throw into the water, into the, come on, hallelujah. Somebody's miracle has started. Ah, is it just here? Let me tell you how it works. You know, we were talking. Then I said, somebody's miracle. And somebody said, amen. And that's why I'm looking. I said, is he only here? And everybody said, yeah. Let me look for somebody now. Who is the person here? You know you like the Holy Ghost too much. You do. So I don't want it to look like he's always taking her. But what I'm trying to say is this. You can let what is available pass you by. But I reject it for you in the name of Jesus. From today, begin to take what is yours. Enough of the until somebody come and pray for me. I'm running to that Baba. Hey! He died for you!
Yes!
The same process. So what happened to that boy? Jesus took the boy to disciples, they couldn't. Sorry, the father took them to disciples, they couldn't. Jesus was coming down with James, Peter, and John, and as he came down, they rushed to Jesus. He said, what's happening here? He said, look, we brought this boy to your disciples. They couldn't. And he turned to Jesus. Can you imagine? If Jesus can, said, please. He said, it's not an issue of if I can. It's an issue of if you can do what? Believe. Abby? In other words, you've been waiting for years, but Jesus has been waiting for you because he has finished it. I've done it. If you can believe, it's not just your boy. Everything is possible. Salvation, healing, yes. Breakthroughs, deliverance, yes. Empowerment, yes. Poverty to wealth, yes. If you can believe, all things. Everything that he has done on the cross. If you can believe. Is there a believer in the house? I believe. In the name of Jesus, I believe. Or you're still looking at some people, they are special with God. God is no respecter of person. Haven't you read? They give gifts to men. Somebody gives specific gifts, but look, God is fair to all. So if you need healing in your body today, it's the same thing. Healing is part of the atonement. Yeah. You're believing God for a breakthrough somewhere in your life? The same thing. He's finished his work. Peace, favor. Wisdom. Abby. I was thinking of this. I said, was that what David saw? David knew certain things that ahead of his time he knew. He said, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It's always huge for David. Always huge. My enemies are harassing, but hey, he's brought me into his banqueting hall, and his banner over me is love. Is love. It's love. So may why? They will be trying to push you across into the water. What if I book it? The railing will be flexible for you. Order. It's love. It's love. His banner over me is love. He's brought me into his banqueting hall, and his banner over me
is love.
It's the same principle to receive anything. Still talking about salvation, because I think that's where I'm going to stop today. In Ephesians chapter 2, it says you are saved how? By grace, through, can you see there again? So everything that grace has for you, you access by faith. Everything is prepared. It's for you. Okay, I finished. Glory be to God in the highest. The table is ready, ladies and gentlemen. The table of his covenant meal that assures me that I have his backing, I have his ears, I have his focus. He said, why do you say that? Because David knew a long time ago. He said, what is man that you are mindful of him? God cares so much for me. That there is nothing you brought in here today that you are going back with. In the name of Jesus. I mean nothing. And Pastor, that's how you always talked. That is what you believed you just said. Every time, that's what we hear every time. You just spoke what you believed. You have rejected what the Holy Spirit just said. That's the problem. What if you receive what he's saying today? Father, we give you praise. You know, when Paul got to Ephesus in Acts chapter 19, I think it was Ephesus. At that time, Apollos and was in Corinth. Yes, passed into Corinth. Yes. He saw 12 disciples. Come on, church, are you here with me? You're saying, what is happening to this man? How do you affect Jesus Duni? I just said, his grace is just exciting me. I am overwhelmed. He asked the question. He was excited seeing them. It's the question I want to talk about. He says, have you received? The challenge is this: God has finished it, but human beings or Christians don't know how to receive. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you what? Believe. Shall you see again? So they are Christians because they have believed. They have received the work of Calvary in a measure. I'm not saying that in a measure. No, that is, they are saved. What about healing? What about you pick up serpents? What about speaking in tongues? What about laying hands on the sick? Oh, are they different from the one that saved you? The work, the Calvary work that saved you. Oh, this one's different. You can cause things to happen. So have you believed? Have you received since you believed? We receive everything by believing everything. And that's why I'm certain that there are miracles here today, because people are receiving something in the name of Jesus. Well, simply what I was saying is this: all things are concluded for you. The only challenge is how to take it. If God did not withhold his only begotten son, what makes you think that he will deny you anything? Romans chapter 8. I want to see you walk in your possession. I want to see you manifest your spiritual wealth in the name of Jesus. The story was told of Roberts. People were looking for jobs, and it was just early days of telecommunication. In those days, it was doc, 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 doc. You know, we send telegram. So somebody would read it. You train them, doc, 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 doc. They interpret it. So they called it up for interview, and they were sitting. As they were coming, they were sitting in reception. And the thing was going, doc, 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 doc. And people were coming, they were sitting. Then this guy came in and sat down. They came for interview. And what they were saying was, welcome for the interview. Now, if you're here for the interview, stand up. The black door ahead of you, come in there. All of them sat down. When this guy came, he saw everybody sitting on the, okay, so he sat down. He said, they are talking to us. He went, got up, got to the door, opened the door, walked in. They said, you got a job because you know what you're doing. Now listen, everything is finished, but everybody just sitting down waiting. Heaven is waiting for you to move. There's a gift here. In the name of Jesus. Something for which you will testify next week. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? You believe it? Can I explain how it works? For somebody, it is a healing that you have been believing God for. For someone, it's a condition that you just want to go away. For someone, it's a breakthrough. There's a line you have never passed in your life. For someone, it's a job that you have, for years. For someone, it's like nobody even know you exist. And you want a sign from God. You know, I'm a beautiful woman. Why come there's no man looking at me? You want to get married? I don't know. But I'm not saying you get married by next week. But you will testify. So I'm just saying, that is what the Bible means by saying the just shall live by. What is faith? Confidence in the fact that what he has done for me. And I'm ready to enjoy it. I feel the fire. So you want a gift? Receive in Jesus' name. It's something that he has concluded. Pastor, is it that simple? You want me to sum us out? The Bible says that how will he not freely give you all things? So I'm standing on that. And I'm saying in the name of Jesus, that which you mostly desire, which he has done, take it in Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.